Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO and founder of S3 Productions, and today we're going to do we are pre-recording the show. I'm going to call this the flag story that almost never was. It is June 16th, 2017. It's about 8:30 in the morning. We're in downtown San Diego at the Best Western on Claremont Boulevard. And just because my wife and I decided to go away from school for a couple of days, just because. Anyway, most of you know I've made a hobby of flying U.S. flags all over the world at different military sites, historic sites, places of interest, and places I've been, past duty stations, etc., so forth and so on. And I started this back in about 2000, about a year before I retired from the U.S. Navy. And I have about 6 flags now that in different places all over the world and everywhere else. And this story is about the flag that didn't happen, or almost didn't happen. I'm sitting here with my third flag, flag number 3, and a little background if we might. Flag number 3 has been to the USS Iowa, Battleship 61 in San Pedro, Cheyenne High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, where my son teaches, the Clark County Museum in Henderson, Nevada, the Nevada State Capitol in Carson City, U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. It's been with the B-1B Squadron in Kansas. It's been to the Mark Twain House in Hartford, Connecticut. And just recently, well, let's get to that part of the story later. Anyway, I've done this flying flags based on nothing more than an email, a phone call, possibly a letter to whoever. And I send the flag off. I generally pay postage both ways. And all I ask them to do is run the flag up the flagpole, either take a picture, or if we're nothing else, just send me back some sort of letter saying, been there, done that, day and time it's flown. I've had flags everywhere from the White House to the Capitol to Mount Sarabachi to the Iwo Jima Memorial, just a little bit of everywhere in between. So here we are in beautiful downtown San Diego. And this story is about Old Town San Diego. About 4 or 5 years ago, we were going to come down here for the state championship for Skills USA. So I thought, what a cool idea. I'm going to send my flag to Old Town San Diego, have it flown over Old Town San Diego at the state park. And then, what a cool idea. We can bring the kids down and show it to them. It'd be kind of neat. So after several emails to the Old Town State Park office, I finally got a phone call from one of the rangers down there to clarify my request. Now, what's important, side story, when I got the phone call from Ranger Ron, or whoever he was, my wife and I were driving across the states of either Arizona, New Mexico, or Texas on the I-10, so we're out in the middle of bumfart nowhere when I get this phone call. And all Ranger Ron wanted to know is what I was going to do and why I wanted to run my flag up the flagpole. And I said, all I want to do is run up the flagpole, take a couple of pictures, run it back down, and get a note saying when and where. And so Ranger Ron said, well, nobody's ever asked that before. Then he said, why do you want to do that? And I said, because why not? It sounds kind of a cool thing to do. He said, well, nobody's ever done that for us, so we're not sure what to do, so I need to call someone in charge. Okay. A few minutes later and a few miles down the road, I get a call from the San Diego Chief Ranger Ron, or Ranger Rick, whoever he was, to ask me some questions. So I'm, as best of my recollection, to sort of answer the questions he asked me. First one, who's going to profit from this flag flying? I said, nobody. I'm doing it for the fun of doing it. How are you going to publicize the fact that you did it? I'm going to put a picture on my Facebook page. How long do you want it flown for? I said, just a couple minutes. When do you want it flown? I said, well, you can either run it up in the morning when you run your flag up or run it down when you lower the flag. Either, it doesn't have to be there all day. What about security? So what about security? It's only a flag. What kind of an official notice do you want? I said, just some kind of official letterhead with a date, a time, and who flew it. Okay, let me see. Run some numbers to see what it's going to cost you. Of course, by this time, I'm wondering, what are you talking about costing me? So a few minutes later, the chief ranger calls me back. I put my phone on speakerphone so my wife could hear this. All right, so the first thing he does, he quotes me some outrageous numbers of legal fees to draw up the flag certification form letter because they don't have a flag certification form and they need some lawyer to draw legal fees. So he quotes me some outrageous number. Then I need a security presence of an armed state park ranger to guard the flag and the flagpole. And that's a 3-hour minimum. I said, all I'm going to do is run it up and run it back down. You don't got to have a 3-hour armed security ranger protect the flag. So he quotes me another equally outlandish number. Now I have to pay the, he says, now we got to quote you the maintenance cost for a 2-man crew with a 4-hour minimum to raise and lower one flag. And I'm going to understand, my flag's half the size of the flag that's up there already. But, so they come up with some thoroughly confusing number to have a 2-man maintenance crew raise the flag for the 4-hour minimum. I didn't ask about the ranger for 3 hours and the 2-man crew for 4 hours. I figured that was just more trouble than it was worth. Then I need a publicity license fee and a contract. I'm sure he just made that number up. Then I have to get a legal contract with all the local business people to cover their copyrights and copyrights and privacy rights. I'm sure he just pulled that number off some phone book phone number. To make a long story very short, I'm trying to drive down the freeway and not run off the freeway based on these silly numbers. It was going to be close to $3,000. I says, I'm not buying the flagpole. I just want to use it for 10 minutes or more. So then finally, Ranger Ron, he says, well, I need 3 months advance notice to send all the paperwork to Senior Ranger Randy up in Sacramento for his final approval, because nobody's ever done this before. And his final question was, who do we send the bill to? I says, that's quite right. No, thank you. But I do have a final question to ask you. If I go to the state park and just hold my flag up next to your old town sign and take a picture of the sign and the flag, is that going to get me in trouble? So Chief Ranger Ricky says to me, well, just don't get caught with anybody's private business in the background, and as long as we don't find out about it, everything's okay. Needless to say, my flag has never officially flown over Old Town State Park, and it's the only time I've ever had anybody deny me the request to fly a flag over someplace. Heck, I've even had the flag go out to decommission ships at the shipyard, and the guy just walked out on the flight deck, held the flag up, sent me back a piece of paper. Can't possibly be that hard. So anyway, make a long story short. Last night, my wife and I come down here to Old Town San Diego. I bring my flag number 3 with me. We go to the state park. There's a sign that says San Diego Old Town State Park. I get a picture of me standing there holding the flag. I take a picture of the flagpole. Then my wife takes a picture of me. My wife takes a picture of me standing in front of the flagpole. She also takes a picture of me in front of the sign. And as we were getting ready to leave, of course, the armed SWAT team of park rangers was getting ready to swarm all over us. Because how dare you take a picture of the U.S. flag? So we made a hasty escape out of there, and we're now enjoying the rest of our vacation in beautiful downtown San Diego. Now, I've had flags lost. I've had 2 that are missing, presumed lost. One went to a destroyer in the U.S. Navy, has never been seen from again. And the other one, I trusted, sent to a guy traveling from Tennessee to Nevada, and it disappeared. But I've never had anybody come up with $3,000 fees to fly one stupid flag over a flagpole. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you because we're getting ready to go back and embark on another day's adventures here in beautiful down San Diego. If you have any questions, comments, this happened to be another chapter in my book of my flag flying escapades. If you have any other questions or comments, you can always reach me at kurhan74@yahoo.com. You can reach me at my other email, oscssw@verizon.net. And with that, thank you so very much, and you all have a great day. Goodbye.